The man on the grassy knoll. Looks to me like he's about to walk. Meaning Shep's either really clever or really lucky. You, Rainey said hotly, have been watching too many Oliver Stone movies.
I'll do it, Quincy said calmly. They both looked at him belatedly, as if just now remembering he was there.
I'll look into Shep, he repeated, then quickly cut off Rainey's objection. It's due discipline, Rainey. There are too many things about this shooting that don't make sense. Until they do, everyone must be a suspect. Mysterious men in black, and yes, the town sheriff.
Rainey sat back. She wasn't happy, but there was no more point in arguing. Quincy returned to the general conversation.
One last thing, he said. If the unsub is a stranger, we need to cast a wider net because chances are that he's still in the area.
You mean in Bakersville? Rainey asked incredulously.
No, this town is too small to hide in. He'd look for a neighboring town, maybe a larger tourist resort. Some place where he could go to bars and local establishments and watch all the news coverage. He's probably following the investigation very closely and asking others about it. It's his way of reliving the moment, of still having fun. We should make contact with neighboring police departments. Have their officers ask hotel workers and bartenders. Any new faces showing a lot of interest in Bakersville's tragedy? Any mid-20s to mid-40s white males who've been mouthing off on the subject or asking a lot of questions. That sort of thing.
Sanders nodded.
I can make a few calls, he said, then shrugged dubiously. I don't want to lose my own men to a wild goose chase, though. You guys may like the notion of some mystery man, but I keep coming back to the victim's injury. I've seen a lot of homicides, and a single gunshot wound to the forehead. That's a targeted victim any way you look at it. Maybe it wasn't Danny, but somebody specifically wanted Melissa Avalon dead.
Quincy didn't argue. Neither did Rainey. It did seem to come back to Melissa Avalon, and the fact that they still couldn't understand why made them all very uncomfortable.
Well, at least we have one lucky break on our side, Quincy said finally.